Everybody tweet at Jeff2Funny and just ask if he's okay. Just be like, Jeff, are you okay, bro? We're here for you. We're thinking of you. If you need anything, holler at us. Because that's, above all, B, that's what we are as a community, right? We are a community.
We love to take care of our family.
And much like the Commanders took care of family last night, it was incredible. We are fired up to have my friend, head baseball coach at the University of Maryland, Matt Swope, sitting with us. What's up, dude?
Nothing much. It was a great Monday, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
So
the tide turned quickly.
Yeah, man. So you are now the fourth coach that sat with us today. We had Coach Willard this morning, Coach Locks, Coach Freeze, and now Swope. And Locks, I know, grew up a hardcore Skins fan, and I know you grew up a hardcore Skins fan. Not only that, but you roll in wearing a B-Mitch Redskins jersey.
Number 30 B-Mitch jersey, baby.
Damn right. Loud and proud today, baby. Loud and proud. We got to celebrate.
Where were you last night? What did you make of that finish?
Yeah, well, I was at home. You know, I was with the kids and Katie, and you know, when they scored, it was funny because I slammed the table. And Katie goes, "Yeah, that's why our boy is the way he is." You know, a little bit, like getting so emotional, you know, and the toddler starts crying a little bit. But I think more just felt like that because it felt like we dominated the game, right?
And you almost know, let just, it slip yeah, away,
and just the entire game. And you thought Jaden could come back, but you know the chances with 23 seconds or however much was left was slim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and much like this year, three words which you probably saw 1,000 times online today were "Oh my God!"
Totally,
it's just like literally like "Oh my
I
God!"
I think my
OMG.
Three was something different.
Well, it started with that. Let's just start there, right? It started
there may have
with
been
that.
Other words.
Hey, don't worry. Somebody got me on camera, and we all over. We went viral, baby.
You were in the tunnel, I heard, right?
Yeah.
I watched the postgame a little bit. You had to just going from just improbable to that. It's just like those are just the special moments we live for in sport.
Totally, oh, man.
I tell you.
Totally. Now, listen, we're going to check in. I do need a little World Series info from you.
Okay.
And I want to check in on the Dirty Terps baseball team. But we do have packed phones. You're going to get the full sports radio experience. Where would you like to go? Hagerstown, Upper Marlboro, Rockville?
Where's the best baseball players?
Oh, no. We got to stay in PG County first. Let's stay in Upper Marlboro.
Upper Marlboro it is.
Born and bred.
Our guy, Tay. Tay, what
Tay,
do you
what's
got?
Up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? Good afternoon. Let me just start off by saying this. This was the play heard around the league this week. This week we showed something. We showed that we play with grit and grind and hustle. But let me just take a second just to break down the play calls. The play calls in that last drive had everyone on the edge of their seat. The play before, when they scored, it just sucked all the air out of all the fans. I was one. I was pissed. I was mad. I was upset. Everyone knows me. When I watch TV, I open up all the windows, open up the balcony. I want everyone to hear me and my reactions. Seeing that drive and seeing those players hold their composure, seeing everyone on the sideline step up as leaders, seeing the head coach making the plays, because a lot of people would have just done trick plays and the hope that we got a touchdown. But seeing them take their times and move the ball and put us in position, man, when I say I saw that ball in the air and I saw the touchdown, everyone in the whole neighborhood heard my reaction.
Say, how much do your neighbors love you in Upper Marlboro? If you like to open the windows and scream all the time.
The neighbors love me because when it's football season, everyone's just waiting. Everyone's like, yo, Tay, he's going to go crazy. He's so passionate. I take that passion. I'm a high school head coach, and I just relay that stuff to my team. And this right here, I have a game today, actually. I'm on my way to my game now. And this is one of the things that I'm going to use today to say, listen, no matter how much we're down by, no matter what it is, we don't stop playing until the last whistle. This is right here is the proof. If you continue to keep your composure, no matter how much time is on the clock, no matter how many points you're down by, if you have a fighting chance, keep your composure on the sideline, because that is the thing that other teams are looking for. If you can't keep your mental composure, well, then you already lost the game. And we were mentally sound that last drive, and it paid off. Hail to the goddamn Lord Commanders, baby. Let's do it. 6-2. Let's go, baby.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Tay. Great call. Yeah. Although I'm still not convinced your neighbors love you screaming all the time. let's go to Alan in Rockville. Alan, what you got, man?
My first game was October 26th, 1947 against the Bears. I'm going to make everyone unhappy. That play wasn't that exciting to me. I've been to four of the Redskins' last Super Bowls and, of course, saw the first one, and I've seen every Super Bowl, and I've seen every great sporting event, and I saw the 1958 Giants-Colts game, the greatest game ever played. So to me, that was just an ordinary play.
Alan, you know what? We're just going to go high road here and say thank you for calling, man. I appreciate your life experience.
Alan, I've seen it all, baby.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, I saw
it.
Noah get on the ark. I saw Doc Walker hanging out with Methuselah.
I mean, I think he saw Walker play against Newt Rockne.
He saw a lot of stuff, but I'm going to tell you, that was not an ordinary play, bro.
No.
The Super Bowls are a whole thing. That was just like a
singular flash.
Is
it going to
happen or not?
Yeah.
And it happened. It was great.
You're a lifetime Skins fan, Commanders fan. What in your lifetime does that moment compare to? Because we're about the same age, so I don't remember John Riggins on 4th-and-1. I never saw that.
No, I don't either. I think there's little things like the Sean Taylor play, right, where you have something that seems like improbable because they block it, and then you go down and then you make it.
The penalty.
But I was trying to think about it. I was like, there's a lot of good moments over the course of time, but I don't even know. I mean, even when you're watching like something like Freddie Freeman, nothing. I mean, I know it's the World Series, the first Grand Slam.
That was wild.
This was so improbable. I don't know. I tried to think about it actually last night if I was ever a moment I felt like this, and there just hasn't been.
I think I went through every emotion you could possibly go through in a matter of 2 minutes.
Sure. Because giving up that touchdown to the Bears after playing really well and then getting the gift of the fumble at the goal line, that's a gift that allows you to seal that game up. And like, all right, we got lucky, fellas. We're on to the next. And then they just do it again.
I'm sure you guys talked about this, but I wanted to get Mitch's take. Like, what was your thought on the 4th-and-inches? Like, actually, I know everybody's saying, like, you can't go for it, right? But you need basically, like, 1 inch. And we punted, and they had the momentum already before that. But it just seemed like it was less than 2 minutes, and they were already back down to that spot. And it was like, gosh, man, it was just it's like one inch.
You find yourself second-guessing yourself. That's why life you live.
Yeah.
I mean, coaches – you make a decision, you got to live with it. Wow. And that's why so many I don't like the coach that only goes analytics or the 100%. One that only goes field.
Yeah.
I want the guy to be able to play both of them. And when you make it, you make it.
And
so,
the defense played great.
Yeah, defense. Because I think that's probably why they punted it, because the defense had been playing so well.
I also wonder in that scenario – so you got 4th-and-short. Now, you are deep in your own territory.
Yeah, very
too.
Deep.
I mean, they were at their – 11-yard line,
it wasn't great.
But it was 2 minutes, so even if they scored there, you should have more time. Like, you can analyze that 100 different ways.
No doubt.
I just wonder, they're not going to admit it. The kid's certainly not going to admit it because that's how he's wired. Jaden's beat up. And I think if you are going to go for that there, B-Rob, for whatever reason, didn't have a lot of carries in that second half. So who are you gonna think of in that scenario? You think of B-Rob, who just hadn't gotten the ball in about a quarter, or you think of Jaden, who's really gutting through it? I wonder if that impacted. Hey, if we're talking about this, what's our play call? Because you're probably going to be pretty conservative. You only need 3 inches or whatever, and you just don't know that those guys could do it for you in that scenario. DQ was pretty dismissive of it afterwards. I imagine maybe we'll follow up with him more today. He talks today at 3:30. You could see on the sideline there was a dialogue with Quinn and Cliff. Cliff
wanted to go. You know,
and Jaden got asked about it later, and he's like, "Man, I always want to go for it, but I understand it's the coach's call, and there's a lot of factors."
Probably sneak or bust right there. Anyway, right?
Handing
it off is just too much of a risk. You're either going to sneak or not. And it's a good point. If he's hurt, you probably don't want to put him out unnecessarily.
I think
risk.
If Jaden's healthy, because I mean, depending on which side he's going to, he's either going to hold the ball against those left ribs, or he's exposing those left ribs going the other way. And I don't know. But like, I wonder if that was a factor in it.
Yeah, probably.
When you look at the game yesterday, I don't know if it was him necessarily being, like, not able to go more than them. Don't get hit.
Right.
Don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
And as Santana said yesterday, you miss a whole week of practice, you lose something. I don't think people understand that when you've been in a rhythm and then you're out of it for just 5 to 6, 7 days, you are not still the same guy you were 7 days ago. And it seems odd, but you miss something. You know, especially when you're also like if you notice, he was cooking in the second quarter. Went to halftime, came out in the third quarter, it wasn't the same. Sitting there, starting to just tighten up and things start to settle, it's a different ballgame because you can't have that damn heating pad on for 15, 20 minutes straight. You know, you might mess something up.
Totally. So. Totally. We're going to run out of time. Shocker. You're the baseball coach of Maryland. You watch baseball with a level that I don't understand. Dodgers take the first two in L.A. Both awesome games to watch. A walk-off grand slam, and then the Yanks have bases loaded in the ninth, can't get a run in. Mm-hmm. Do you think New York's able to turn this around tonight in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I think it's just going to come down to the bullpen. You know, I mean, I think that's what most of these games are. You're going to get starters, but just the way baseball's turned into, just guys don't go as deep, you know, so you're just going to have that grinded out where you know it's going to come down to the end. Baseball is about moments. You know, it could be in the first, it could be in the middle of the game. It's kind of a weird thing. So that momentum shift is really who capitalizes on the moments, because New York's going to have all the energy. The fans are going to be raucous. You know what I mean? They haven't won one in a while. So I think this is like, obviously, it's a cliche. It's a must win. It is.
Sure.
But they have to capture some of the moments and kind of ride that through. I think if it's a close game, that it's going to be tough.
Shohei.
I hope he's okay. I mean,
they said something. I think I saw a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah.
And they say he's going to probably go.
Well, when you talk about, like, when you watch guys
World Series, man.
When you watch guys slide to the side, it's very dangerous. They could either hurt their hand or hurt their shoulder the way they slide. That's why they tell you to go, you know, feet first or straight or right into the bag. And sometimes it could just be a habit. But, man, what a special player.
So, yeah, bro, that dude's unbelievable.
He's on another level.
Can you stay just through the end of the show?
Of course.
Okay, let's do that. Terps baseball coach Matt Swope staying with us.